As with last week, this week's recording is going to be accessible via the website. This means that you will need somebody who is able to download it from the website and put it on your memory stick so that you can hear it in the usual way. If you've got somebody who can do this for you and who needs help in doing it, could they please ring Alan and he will guide them through the process? His number is 01245 471039. That's 01245 471039. Hello everybody and welcome to the Mid-Essex Talking News for the blind and partially sighted. This is for the week beginning Monday the 6th of April 2020 and is edition number 1979. The items today were chosen and read by me. I'm Jana Edwards. This week's lighting up time is a huge jump because of the hour difference, putting the clocks forward last weekend, is 7:40 p.m. Our website address is www.midessextalkingnews.org.uk, where you'll be able to hear this recording and many previous editions. You can also hear us on a smartphone or tablet by loading the app British Wireless for the Blind Fund, or BWBF. Again, this is a special edition compiled for distribution by way of our website. It's probably going to be shortened again, but we hope you will forgive us in the circumstances and that you are able to source these articles that we're reading on our website and you're not having too much trouble. This article is from the Malden and Burnham Standard and the headline is Essex Wildlife Trust launches scheme to bring nature to your home. Essex Wildlife Trust is giving people their daily dose of nature whilst they're stuck at home. The Trust is launching Wildlife TV on March the 30th to help people engage with wildlife and learn about ways that you can help protect it. The system will include a range of top tips on how to make your garden wildlife friendly, wild workouts, and outdoor learning classes. There will also be informative videos posted across social media and episodes aimed at children on the Trust's Outdoor Learning and Nature Tops Facebook pages. Emily McParland of Essex Wildlife Trust said, "Having a connection with nature is vital for our overall well-being, and right now it is more important than ever to get your daily dose of nature. Although many of us will be stuck inside for the next few weeks, spring is a wonderful time in the natural world, and we want to bring this wonderful time of year into people's homes. Our wildlife still needs us more than ever right now, so it's vital for us as an organisation to remind people how wonderful Essex wildlife is and to give people the tools to help wildlife thrive where they live." Alongside the digital episodes, the Trust also has a host of wildlife webcams, live streams where you can watch the daily antics of barn owls, bats and badgers. Each week the Trust will be posting a TV-style schedule on their website and across their social media channels. Thank you. now for the answer to last week's quiz question. Now, I don't usually have any trouble with these quiz questions, but I must admit last week's had me foxed. The question was, aluminium comes from which ore? And the answer was bauxite. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's B-A-U-X-I-T-E. And I must admit, I've never heard of it. I hope you had better luck. And now we're going to hear another one of Vince's verses.
The mystery of words. Have you ever given a thought to the English we are taught? This order from the chaos of the written word, the torrent of sounds which seem so absurd. For example, how many lips does a tulip have? Well, two, I hear you say. But if smartphones are so clever, why get wrong numbers every day? Is mistletoe sold by the foot? Does a golfer putt to stay put? Does a dandelion ever roar? Or a Blu-ray player know the score? Is a bluebell a grumpy flower? Does a battery charger charge by the hour? Or a kingfisher use a rod to reel in the royals, rewarded royally for his toils? Is there much fruit in a traffic jam? Does an ambush ever involve real ham? Are elderberries only found in cemeteries, while Cockney cafe owners drop their teas? Is champagne what a drama queen feels? Does a glamorous fish look good in eels? Does an aged plum tree ever feel a prune, or a late night snack make for a full moon? Are politics the bugs parrots catch, while grasshoppers meet at a cricket match? Is Germany packed with lively germs, and are teachers always on the best of terms? While there's many a charm in words correctly used, my mixed meanings, I hope, amused. Although my verbal antics can seem absurd, less tangled semantics will have the final word.
And now for a little bit of light relief. As you all know, we used to have our milk delivered by milkman, and the milkman provided a flexible service and was able to respond to his customers' varying milk requirements if they left him a note. However, not all these notes were as simple as one extra pint, please. Often they could be very amusing, as the following selection illustrates. There was a note left out by a housewife for her milkman reading, "Dear milkman, just had a baby. Please leave another one." Then there was, "Milkman, please close the gate behind you because the birds keep pecking the tops off the milk." And what about, "Please leave no milk today"? When I say today, I mean tomorrow, for I wrote this note yesterday. And, "No milk, thank you. We are away for the weekend," which is why I'm hiding this note under the doormat so that nobody finds out. You have to laugh, don't you? There's a few more howlers like that as well, but I'll leave those for now and perhaps we'll have a few more later. So I found this week's quiz question much easier than last. The question is, Anzac troops come from which two countries? Anzac troops come from which two countries? And I'll give you the answer to that next week. This article from the Houston Gazette has the headline, "Bakery Appealing to Customers." A bakery is appealing to its customers to book their orders in advance after the coronavirus outbreak sparked a rush for everyday essentials such as bread. Hume's Bakery has been an ever-present figure on Halstead High Street for nearly 60 years. With the sudden increase in demand, the bakery is now appealing to customers to book orders in advance. Anne Hume, who owns the bakery with her husband Dennis, said, "We are doing our best to cope with what's needed. It would make things easier if people ordered the day before. 90% of what we sell is made on site, but we're having a little bit of a staff shortage at the moment. Our son is only back on a part-time basis, and it can be difficult. By ordering the day before, the bakery would be able to make the right amount each day, helping to cope with demand. The outbreak comes just weeks after the bakery bounced back from the aftermath of a car crashing into the shop last year. The shop front of the listed building has now been repaired after more than 10 months of battling for planning permission. Anne added, "It has gone really well. I can see a few things that aren't quite right, so some minor adjustments are needed. But it is lovely to see the bakery back to its normal self again." The bakery, which celebrates its 60th anniversary this year, is also considering getting help to collect orders for those unable to travel to the shop. In Witham Times, this article is about Gosfield School. A Houses school which was targeted by selfish thieves has been amazed after an unprecedented showing of support from the public. The Gosfield School on Houses Road in Gosfield was rocked last week after burglars broke into their kitchens, stealing more than £6,000 worth of food and equipment. Breaking in late on Friday the 20th of March, the crime was reported to the police the following Monday. Taking four chest freezers along with all the food they were storing, the criminals also took all the school's dried food and cleaned out the fridges of everything they had. Essex police arrived on the scene and have since conducted forensics at the school, although they are still appealing for information. Posting about the theft on Facebook and social media, the story soon got mainstream media attention. Now the school are simply amazed after a strong showing of support from the government. The Gosfield School spokesman said, "In the immediate aftermath, the school saw an unprecedented reaction to the initial Facebook post. This has now been viewed over 2 million times and shared all over the world. As a result, we have seen a phenomenal response to our pleas for restocking our kitchens so that we could continue to feed the families who are still attending school due to their parents being critical workers. Our faith in humankind has been restored, and we would like to extend our gratitude to each and every business and individual who have offered kind words of support, food, and donations of catering equipment. Among the support shown to the school were generous donations by members of the community. Still remaining open to the families of critical workers, the school was in desperate need of food, barely having enough to support demand. Thankfully, the Pavilion Restaurant in Colchester stepped up to donate spare food to the school. The restaurant was soon joined by First Catering Equipment Limited in Rayleigh, who gave the school a brand new freezer. Delivered by Price Transport, the school have since been able to find stability, although much still needs to be done. As of Thursday last week, the school have set up a GoFundMe page to assist with the replacement of item and food for their kitchen. To donate, visit www.gofundme.com/f/fund-our-kitchen. That's www.gofundme.com/f/fund-our-kitchen. Here's an article from the Houses Gazette about the council suspending garden waste collections. Council bosses have suspended garden waste collections across the district, and this measure came into force last Wednesday. The move is so Braintree Council can focus on collecting essential grey bins, food waste and recycling. The council says COVID-19 has led to a reduction in resources, as well as an increase in the amount of rubbish and recycling per household. During the lockdown, more residents are spending time at home and are putting out more waste for collection each week. In the wake of the suspension, the council is also urging residents to consider home composting to reduce their garden waste. The collection of all other recycling and rubbish across the district is currently unaffected, Council Environment boss Wendy Smith said, "These are unprecedented circumstances, and as a council we have to use the resources we have available in the most appropriate way. And it's important that we prioritise other collections where more waste is being produced. Our priority is to try to maintain essential services throughout the difficult weeks and months ahead, and to do what we can to support the health and well-being of all our residents and staff. We are making this change now to make sure we can provide important waste and recycling collections for as long as we possibly can. We know spring is a busy time for gardeners, and we apologise for any inconvenience this may cause, but we hope that households will understand our decision and make use of other options, such as home composting and mulching during this time." She added, "Thank you to everyone for their understanding and patience during this time. If you want more information about home composting, visit loveessex.org. You can also visit braintree.gov.uk for more information about council recycling." This article comes from the Malden and Burnham Standard and is a thank you from Essex Police. Assistant Chief Constable Andy Proffitt has released a statement to thank Essex communities. He said, "Thank you. I'm really pleased that officers report from their patrols across Essex that, in the vast majority of cases, people are only out for the essential reasons set out in the Government and Public Health England guidance. Officers have been met with comments of support for their work, and again, I would like to thank the public of Essex for this. The government has introduced enforcement powers to allow police forces to deal with people who do not comply with sensible social distancing. The approach we are taking is to advise, explain, and appeal to people to do the right thing, only using enforcement when it is absolutely necessary. We know most people in our county want to do the right thing, protect the NHS, and ultimately save lives. Enforcement will be a last resort. Where it is absolutely necessary and reasoned conversations have failed, officers will direct people to return home. This may include providing instruction as to the route by which people are required to return. Officers are empowered to take people home using reasonable force and powers of arrest where it is necessary to do so. I want to stress we see this as a last resort and something we hope will not be necessary. Officers will continue to make sensible decisions using their professional judgment and discretion in the exercise of all their powers, from persuasion through to enforcement. Essex Police is very much part of the community. We are all in this together. Please help all those working tirelessly around the clock to keep you safe. Where you possibly can, please stay at home and help to save lives." That brings to an end our readings for this week, and I thought I'd take our thought for the day from a little book that a friend of mine gave to me several years ago, 2014 in fact, and it's the Friendship Book, which has a thought for every day of the year. And I've taken this one from this week, April 7th in fact, and it goes like this. Whatever it was they had been talking about that day, the lady of the house brought it to a wise and philosophical conclusion by saying, "Well, we never know what tomorrow will bring." "Oh, I do," our old friend Mary replied. "Now, many and varied are our friend's talents, but seeing into the future? Each night as I go to bed," she explained, "I know the coming day will be better for someone." "How can you possibly?" the lady of the house asked. "Because I will wake up determined to make it that way," came the reply. And in these uncertain times, there are lots of people who are making things better for someone during their day. We can think of them all, the health workers and the shopkeepers and the dustbin men, loads and loads of people who are making life easier for us because they're putting themselves out. So great big thank you to them. But that's all from me. I'm Janet Edwards. I'll say goodbye and maybe I'll see you next week. As with last week, this week's recording is going to be accessible via the website. This means that you will need somebody who is able to download it from the website and put it on your memory stick so that you can hear it in the usual way. If you've got somebody who can do this for you and who needs help in doing it, could they please ring Alan and he will guide them through the process? His number is 01245 471039. That's 01245 471039.